Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. The equipping of God's people comes by teaching and imparting the principles of Christ's kingdom as they unfold through the Holy Spirit today. Our focus is to make the scriptures alive, simple, and easy to understand. Now here's your host, Andy Taylor.
Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. We're really, really glad you're with us today. I'm in the studio today with my good friend, Gabe Edney. Gabe?
Andy, it's been a rough week. When I say a rough week, you can kind of hear my voice. It's kind of been going hard all week. And I don't know how it is for you, but lots of things happening at work. And, you know, when that happens, you get really busy. You're tired after work. Things like that just run your mind down. And you just don't spend time. I haven't spent time with the Father, like the set down time or the meditation time. Or yeah. When you get to that point, it gets easy to not do it. And then you're not listening. You're not looking. You're not hearing. And so that's why we're going to talk a little bit more about hearing God, just kind of get into the mode of getting yourself in the mode to hear God.
I love the subject. I love to talk about hearing God. And I think the key thing is that people make it a priority. It's easy to not hear him, but it's really easier to hear him. You just got to get in the mode.
Sounds easy. It sounds easy for you. Well, when you get into, I don't know what it feels like for me. When I get into a whole rat race of going 100 mile an hour, you get to the end of the day and you get in bed and you're just like, oh, man.
Well, you know, the word says, a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That just says that the sustenance for our life really comes from the things that God says. And so we've made that a priority around here for a long time. I remember, Gabe, when I first started going out of First Baptist Church, Allison, Texas, years ago, I was going out into other churches and I didn't really know much, but God just used it in me probably more than anybody else, but he used it to grow me up. But I remember when I came back to the Lord in 1984, I happened to be under a great pastor, and I'll talk about Mike Dyer a lot. He's been a big brother in the Lord to me. But I knew right off the bat that God speaks and that you could hear God. So I didn't have to go through that whole thing of hearing that God didn't speak. So I just knew that he did. So when I started going out to other churches, when I would say something like, here's what the Lord said to me, I noticed that it would make some of the leaders in those churches really, really uncomfortable. I thought everybody thought like that. I've been on a mission for these 35, you know, nearly 40 years to help people know that they can hear God. And again, we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God.
So if you had a chance to sit down with everybody that comes to church here and you got to sit down with them for 10 minutes, each person, what would you tell them? What would be the thing that's on your heart to tell them that if you come to church here, here's what you're going to hear?
On the subject of hearing God?
Hearing God, yeah. Or just, I mean, across the board. I mean, like in a general state, if you had 10 minutes and that's all you had with every person.
Well, if I had 30 seconds, this is what I would say. Learn to relate to God as Father. That's the key. That's the one thing that sets everything else in a proper perspective. And I think it might be the only one thing that sets everything else in proper perspective in that. We're handpicked sons and daughters of God. When you boil that down to the simplest element, we're fathers. Fathers want to speak to their kids. That can lead you into all kinds of discussions. Hearing him is just one of those things, but hearing him is a pretty important part of that. So just knowing that God wants to speak. Again, I'll say it again, learn to relate to God as Father.
From a perspective of a lot of people out there, and me sometimes, can anyone, this is just a thought process mm-hmm. I have, mm-hmm. can anyone hear God? Just anyone.
I think everyone is supposed to hear God. We're his creation. Of everything that God created, you know, he spoke the world into being. Everything he created, Mount Everest, the Amazon River, the Sahara Desert, all those things that God spoke into being, all those things dim in monumental insignificance to how much God loves us. The relationship that God the Father wants to have with us is right up there as the very most important thing in life and beyond life.
You say that, you go through times
yeah.
where you don't hear him. We've talked a little bit about this in some other podcasts. You say it's that important. You told us a little bit about that revelation on the back porch. of just showing up.
I think you can make it too hard. Mm-hmm. It's really pretty simple. Again, I think one of the most important things is to stay in the mode. Once you get in the mode and you really understand that God wants to speak to you, I'm a huge proponent of taking time where it's just you and Him. We can also hear God on the move, on the run in our daily lives. And what I'm really been encouraging people lately is I think our people, our family, for the most part, people are in all different stages. But I think for the most part, our people understand these things that we're talking about. And then they've gotten pretty good at hearing God on the run, on the move. I'm in another place, a different place, and a better place in that, because I think the timing is so critical of where we are, where the body of Christ in general around the world is right now, where we really, really need to hear the Lord. So I'm taking that time. I don't have a certain time of the week. I think there's something to be said for that. But I am taking time somewhere at different times, usually more than once during the week, where I want to hear the Lord. And I'm going with no agenda. You know, that's kind of hard to do for people because we got all these things that we really feel like we need to hear the Lord on. But I'm going with no agenda. I usually tell the Lord, I don't know anything. Now, I've learned a lot of stuff in 35 years of doing what I do here, but I'm going with no agenda. I'm allowing the Lord to tell me what the agenda is. So I had this little kiss, what I call a little kiss from the Lord here a week before last. I saw my porch. It was a nice afternoon, quiet, no wind, which is rare for Western Oklahoma, sitting on the porch. I didn't say anything, but it was just going to be my time with the Lord. I immediately sensed the presence of the Lord. It was tangible. We'll talk about that in a minute. I just immediately sensed the presence of the Lord. And I said to the Lord, you always show up. Just barely got it out of my mouth. And that still small voice said to me, I never show up. I'm always here. You're the one that shows up. I've said several times lately from the pulpit is that my emotions are just up at the tip top right now. So it just kind of broke me in that point that God is always, He's always there. It's always just you and Him. He always has time for you. There's never a time that God doesn't have time for you. I don't remember anything that I heard from the Lord in that stretch of time, 30 minutes or hour. I don't even know how long it was, but I do know that I came away with that right there. And I came away with this thought, Gabe, Father, help me to be better at noticing and being aware of your presence because it's always there. So that's something that I'm working on.
You said throughout the week, it's not a specific time. It's not. Some people are geared that way of spending this time. And then a lot of people being in this digital world that we're in now, everything is programmatic mm-hmm. and you do things in a certain way and mm-hmm. certain things happen after that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the way it is of hearing God. You don't follow one template for every person to get to the point to where everybody else is.
Right. And I'll say it again. I haven't been great at this, but there are people who are more organized and more regimented in that kind of thing. I'm going to spend my time with the Lord. It might not be Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock. I really do believe that there's something to be said for that. So that really does work good for some people.
Is there anything wrong with it?
There's absolutely nothing. It's everything's right about it. Anytime you want to get together and spend time with the Lord, He's always game for it. There's never a bad time for it. It's always a good time.
There's a lot of people out there that don't know the Lord, have uh-huh. never heard His small, still voice or heard the audible voice or the different ways He speaks mm-hmm. to you. The question here is this. Can people that don't know the Lord or are not saved, can they hear the Father?
That's a really good question. And in thinking about that, I would say this. I would say yes. One, because it says in the Word, Jesus said this, no man comes to me except the Father who sent me draws him. And whether that's a still small voice thing, whether it's a circumstantial thing that makes you aware of God, whatever that is, I do believe, because look at it this way. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. The free gift of God is eternal life, and God demonstrates His own love toward us in that Jesus died for us while we were still sinners. There has to be a way. If God's going to draw us, we may not recognize that being the voice of God, but God draws us somehow, because we can't come to Jesus except the Father who sent Him draws us. So yeah, I would say yes. Now, I also would say that be hearing Him on a consistent basis, that it's really, really important. I mean, you must be born again. you can't, he told Nicodemus, you can't see the kingdom, you can't hear the kingdom. And part of that whole kingdom mindset is hearing God.
We've talked a lot about hearing God, and we're going to continue. And there's a reason why we're talking about it, because it's important right now.
It's important.
And you've said that quite a few times. Mm-hmm. Why is it so important right now at this time?
Like you said, it's always important, but considering where the conditions in the world are right now, people who are around our house know that I'm not obsessed with end times. I don't think people that are obsessed with the end times are changing the world. I'm seeing all the conditions that we're seeing now, all these indicators in the world. Sin is at an all-time high. Deception is at an all-time high. Where can you get the truth? I mean, other than going to the Father. There's no gauge for truth now. Fake news is not just the TV news. It's everything. Everything's coming at us. And whatever truth you hear, there's going to be something to counterfeit that. I believe that there is an awakening happening in the world right now. There's a shaking and there's an awakening happening at the same time. And I said in 2020, 4 years ago now, it doesn't seem like it's been 4 years. But I said when we had those 2 months where we didn't have services, we just did the online stuff. I said, I don't know if this is that shaking that we're talking about. You know, it says there's coming a time that everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And I'll say it again. I don't know if this is that. I just know it's not good practice for it if it's not. Where the world is right now, it's more important now than ever before. And it's always way up there, but it's more important now than ever before to be hearing God. What are you saying to us, Father?
Hearing God's really important. We're going to talk some more about it in our next podcast. So if you like hearing what you, if you hear what you're hearing and you like it, tell your family and friends to download the podcast, The Kingdom Cowboy, on your preferred platform. And if you want more info about The Kingdom Cowboy, go to andyrtaylor.com, download some of the info there, and you can find out everything from there about The Kingdom Cowboy. For Gabe Edney and Andy Taylor, we'll catch you on the next go of The Kingdom Cowboy podcast.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to The Kingdom Cowboy podcast, where we give a money-back guarantee. You'll be better when you leave than when you arrived. That's the outcome of listening to God's living word for this hour. Remember to subscribe to this podcast. If you would like to contact Andy with your questions or comments, you can do so at andyrtaylor.com.